Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here on this Thursday, filling in for David Bellavia, the back half of the show. And then for my show as well, Tom Bowerly is back today, so no, I will not be on until 6 o'clock. It's funny, so when I post topics on my social medias, I always put the date so people know that show, those topics are for that date. So, you know, because of how social media is, if you see it a week later, you don't think I'm going on the air to talk about something that might be outdated. But on today, it does look like 11-6, as in I'll be on 11-6. That is not the case. Tom Bowerly is here, and we'll be back, and I'm sure, I know, is excited to talk with you and has a lot to talk about. I want to start in Amherst, where, you know, a lot of the attention of Election Day was in Amherst. And what do we find out 2 days after the election? Again, Amherst and releasing news right after Election Day seems to be commonplace now. They are moving forward with the Boulevard Project. And I apologize. They're moving forward with the Boulevard Project. And we could see demolition this spring. And I'm looking at this saying, interesting how quickly Amherst moved once they got Jamal to sell the property. Because what did we hear in just May of this year? We heard that the town was moving slowly. Jamal was getting frustrated. You know, I mean, he had owned the property for a couple of years at that point. Now Benderson takes over, and you know, no offense to, nothing against Benderson. I mean, they're doing beautiful work down the street at the Boulevard. I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty much where people go to shop now. But as soon as Benderson gets this property, we've got a plan in place. This thing's getting demolished. Boom, boom, boom. It's just interesting how quickly they move forward once Jamal was out of the picture. Again, it might be a coincidence. I have asked Supervisor Culpa a question about it, and Supervisor-elect Sean Lavin just got back to me. Just wanted a clarification on who exactly is paying for the demolition. And according to Sean Lavin, Supervisor-elect, Benderson is paying for the demolition. So the mall will come down. We have a plan in place. The mall will come down this spring. Again, according to outgoing Supervisor Brian culpa. This is what he had to say. This is some of what he had to say today with Susan and Brian on A New Morning here on WBEN. And here it is.
The Amherst Town Board expected to vote to recognize Benderson as principal owner of the mall and authorize the town to take control of the property through eminent domain once Benderson closes on its purchase from developer Douglas Jamal. Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa said it's a big moment in the revitalization of the property.
This is it. Once we have our vote on Monday, we'll have officially moved forward with the named development partner. That's a great thing for the town. It's, like I said, it's been at least 8 years in the making.
Once the sale is final, demolition could come quick.
Our hope is as early as the spring, we'll see action out there on the mall site. And I think the reality here is we have a lot of stuff in place, kind of ultimately allowing Benderson to really do what they do and deal with the construction and demolition portions.
Road and infrastructure work on the site could be completed within a year of Benderson closing on the purchase. Brian Mazurowski, WBEN.com News.
All sounds great. However, we know how developments in Amherst go. You have to look no further than down the street. One of my favorite topics over the last few years, Station 12. We were promised a bag of goodies. This was going to be bumping. We were going to have William Sonoma, Pottery Barn, high-end shops, right? The high-end shops next to Whole Foods and At Home. Well, it's 2025. That was announced before the pandemic. 2025, there's nothing in Station 12 except for a Whole Foods and an At Home that, you know, I hope they don't, but if their bankruptcy is any indication, might not be there by the time any stores move into the rest of the development. That has taken time. Dick's Sporting Goods and Costco. Now, Dick's Sporting Goods looks like it'll be up in spring. Great. Costco, my gosh, it was a question every month. What's going to go on with Costco? It is interesting that right before an election in Amherst, we have store announcements at Station 12. We have Costco getting to work by the boulevard, and Westwood Country Club is owned by the county. You know, it's funny how that happened, how quickly that happened when there's an election at stake for Amherst. Now, with that said, all sounds good, right? Sounds good to do something with the Boulevard Mall. Right now, it's a handful of stores, two restaurants, and a parking lot that would ruin the nicest car, right? You must really want something at the Boulevard Mall because you're going to lose your suspension, your tires, a door, if you even try to drive through that parking lot. It hasn't been touched up in years. But there's obvious red flags, right? There's obvious questions around this because of the past. Now, you can say, well, the past was Brian Culpa, Sean Lavin's moving in January. But he's been part of the process. And I'd ask Sean the same question. He's been part of the process. So, obviously, question marks arise when you hear this. Again, 2 days after an election, you hear of all this movement that's going to happen on the Boulevard Mall. Everything else you heard before the election, the sale to Benderson. Anyway, my question is, what happens first? The full demolition of the Boulevard Mall and beginning of construction on something new, or anything with the Adams Mark Hotel building downtown? 803-0930, star 930. These are projects that politicians have put themselves in front of, right? Every time we hear about Station 12 in the negative, it's, oh, it's a developer, ba, 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 ba. Anytime we hear about Station 12 in the positive, yes, we're bringing Station 12. We told William Sonoma to leave the mall and move into Amherst. Well, they left the mall. Now they're not in Western New York. But when you know, progress doesn't happen, oh, it's the developer. Oh, it's Costco. Oh, it's this, it's that. It's never the people in positions of power, right? They want the credit. Look what we did. Look what we brought. But when there's roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, which, by the way, has been almost every development project in the town of Amherst after, over the last 8 years. So do I compare it to the lack of progress in the city of Buffalo? To Brian Culpa's credit, no, I don't. No, I don't. I do think that Sheridan Drive, one of the busiest streets in Amherst, and you have a huge eyesore since before the pandemic, I think that's a problem. And you want to know the timing on this thing? Across the street from Station 12, again, I know what leaders are saying now in Amherst, but remember when they were promoting this. The shovels in the ground, the pitchers in front of the plaza they tore down. In the time all that's taken place, you know what? Ignore what I just said. In the time since the plaza was torn down, you have had TJ Maxx and Home Goods move out across the street. You've had Toys R Us go out of business. You've had Burlington move in. You've had Ross's Dress for Less, Bob's Furniture with a Bob-O-Pedic, Five Below. You've had stuff actually happen. Stores be remodeled. At the same time, you look across the street and you see an old tire place that is still sitting there with a pile of dirt behind it with construction fencing that was put in after the first year of the Culpa administration. So is it fair to compare Amherst to Buffalo? Maybe not. But looking at these two projects, and again, that's why I'm not saying that the Boulevard Mall will be fully developed. No, that would be crazy. We're talking about one building, the Adams Mark, in a complete lot at Alberta, at the Boulevard, and near Sheridan. I'm saying the building torn down and clear development beginning. Do we have that before we have an answer of what's going to happen with the old Adams Mark building, something that outgoing Mayor Chris Scanlon has put his name on and he has attached himself to with the efforts they're taking to take that over and find a developer to do something with it? Now, again, I'm not against either of these projects. Obviously, you can't have the Boulevard Mall sit there forever, right? Everyone in the falls knows how much of an eyesore a mall becomes when it sits there unused forever, Summit Mall, right? So good. I'm glad there is a plan. But are we supposed to believe that this is not going to hit the roadblocks, which I'm sure if it happens, it'll all be on the developer to hear people in Amherst talk. Are we sure that's not going to happen with this? There's already been roadblocks. You had Jamal, who had the money, who had the vision, but the town did not want to move. The town was dragging their feet on this project. Now, you could blame JCPenney for taking the court, whatever. But Jamal was frustrated. And it seems like he's getting frustrated with a lot of politicians in Western New York. So now it's the Benderson. Benderson's a proven developer. Nothing against Benderson. Will Amherst get out of the way and let Benderson do their thing? Now, we also learned in the interview with outgoing supervisor Brian Culpa that the town will take over some of the land from Benderson, will buy, as I hear, from Benderson. This is what the plan is, okay? The town board on Monday is set to recognize Benderson, not Jamal, as the principal owner of the mall property and authorize the town to take control of mall property owned by Benderson, Penny's, Firestone through eminent domain. Benderson will forward to the town the cost of acquiring those properties, and the developer has agreed to forego its own eminent domain compensation. The agreement with Benderson calls for the company to grant the town $4 million for eminent domain payments an amount that would increase if Benderson acquires the Jamal-owned portion of the mall property for less than $15 million. Once eminent domain is complete, the town will transfer ownership of the properties to the Amherst Development Corporation, an affiliate of Amherst Industrial Development Agency. The corporation will then transfer the properties to Benderson, which will begin demolition of the property. After this, the town will buy just under 16 acres of 64 of the 64-acre site from Benderson. So now we have a purchase by the town. We know how town purchases in Amherst work, right? They bought the Westwood Country Club property, sat on it, failed projects. They sold it for a dollar. If you live in Amherst and you are hearing this news this morning, 2 days after an election, where only 31,000 of you showed up, and you're hearing that Amherst is now set to buy more property after they just sold Westwood Country Club to Erie County, what's your reaction? You couldn't find someone, you couldn't develop Westwood, but now down the same street, by the way, and over a little bit, you're going to buy this property from Benderson. Where that money is going to come from? Is that where the 11.4 tax increase is going? All questions to be answered. Again, I am not against development. I'm a big fan of development. I'm also a fan of government getting out of the way. And I realize that Amherst here seemingly is doing Benderson a favor, and they're getting paid for it. So I guess it's not too much of a favor. But Amherst has been in this eminent domain process since before I had my own show. They've been in the eminent domain process when the midterms of Biden's term was going on. How long is this going to take? I mean, do you just, even if you voted for Sean Lavin, are the warning signs up going forward with the Boulevard Mall project? Do you have confidence that this property will be demolished? This property will be turned into something that'll be great for the economy? I'm hoping. I love Amherst, right? Or is it going to just be another, I don't want to say disaster, but is it going to be another Station 12? Where 5 years from now, I'm sitting here, hopefully sitting here, but 5 years from now, we're still talking about the same thing. We're talking about the same thing as Station 12, but now it's the Boulevard Mall. 803-0930, star 930. And then, yes, you have Adams Mark Hotel. The city trying to take it over. I understand the complaints of the city. You want to talk about an eyesore on a major roadway. That's exactly what the Adams Mark Hotel is. You're on the 190, and you drive by, you see graffiti all over the place, you see broken windows. And it's sad. It's depressing. That used to be one of the premier hotels in Western New York. Now you can't stay there. Now it's less hotel rooms that downtown Buffalo has to attract something that will bring money. So I understand the movement by the city of Buffalo. Does the city of Buffalo have a good track record when it comes to development, when it comes to being developer-friendly? Being business friendly? Do we trust the city of Buffalo is going to make a decent decision when it comes to the Adams Mark Hotel building? I have my questions. And I definitely, those questions are multiplied when Sean Ryan is now thrown into the picture. What can he do? Because we know how pro-union he is. He's probably going to join Rivera outside of Hyatt, telling people not to stay there. 803-0930, star 930. You look at these two projects, and you know, you can say, Joe, this was just Amherst and Buffalo. I live in Orchard Park. This, I think, is important for anyone who wants to see a bright economic future for Erie County. Like, I would argue, even if you didn't go and vote, if you weren't one of the 25% of Erie County residents who voted on Tuesday, you still have your questions. You still are concerned, I would assume, about the Boulevard Mall in downtown Buffalo. I mean, there is a reason that the people who are still here are here. Family, friends, and yes, excuse all the politics, it is actually a great place to live. Do the politics make it more difficult? Yeah. But Western New York's a great place to live. The people, for the most part, are great. We love the seasons. This is what we know. So, you know, regardless of where you feel politically, I've always said, I'm not the biggest Sean Ryan fan. But if he does something good downtown, if he does something good for the city of Buffalo, I'll be the first to call it out. Obviously. 803-0930, star 930. Adams Mark, Boulevard Mall property. Where do you have more faith and why? And this would be a great opportunity to point to another development that might be in your backyard that you think has been taken forever. There's big question marks around it. I always joke about, you know, Buffalo, this is where projects get half done. Right? The Metro Rail, the 990, the casino. This is where projects get half done or where good ideas go to die. 803-0930, star 930. I'd love to talk with you on the phone. You can also send us a text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Yes, it's Joe Beamer a few hours earlier in for David Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, it's Joe Beamer in for David Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'll also be in for myself starting at 1. If you missed the financial guys, they were in for the first 2 hours of the show. You can find that on demand, WBEN.com. And on the Odyssey app, we have John in Lancaster, but I don't have a phone. So my phone is not connected. So if you could put John up in Lancaster, Jimmy, thank you. Hey, John, thanks for hanging on.
Hello, how are you?
Doing all right, John. What are your thoughts on these two projects?
So the one in Amherst. So whenever you have in front of a town's name the word development corporation, it's interesting to find out who is on the board of development corporation. Maybe some of the same people that are our politicians elected in that
said town.
It's a landing spot for friends and family?
I'll give you a great example. Here in the village of Lancaster, we had the Bosse's building built on West Main Street. Big mistake, blah, 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 blah. Sat empty for years. They couldn't do anything with it. Through eminent domain, they gained control over it. Private citizen can't do eminent domain. They got it torn down, got the site ready, and boom. Now it's a multi-million dollar area. I don't know if you've been down on West Main Street. There's stores and bars and breweries, and then they got four stories of apartments above it. And it was just the armpit of the village of Lancaster. Now it's the most happening place. And guess what? They all people were on the village, the mayor, the councilmen, trustees. They're also on that. Hiding behind the Village of Lancaster Development Corporation, and then they all cashed out. So, in my opinion, it's a legal scam.
A legal scam.
It'll get done. The ball will get done, and you watch who makes the money. Follow the money. I always say follow the money. You watch who makes all the money on that project.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet, John. I would like to see who's on that board. You know, you have outgoing Supervisor Brian Copa. I wonder if he gets a spot on one of those boards.
So, hey. And the Adams Mark or whatever it's called now, it's just a crying shame. And Buffalo, the city, they wouldn't know what to do if someone gave them the golden ticket.
You know, John, it's so amazing because the stories I hear from that building in the late 80s, early 90s, and just to think that, I mean, now, since I've been out of college, it's just been a empty building with graffiti and broken glass. I mean, it really is, it's sad how it's fallen to such disrepair.
A great location, and they're doing great things on the front. You know, Buffalo is the only city that faces due west on a Great Lake. We have such a natural, beautiful resource. And it's starting to come together. It really is. But that should be the most prestigious hotel, not the dump that it is right now.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, John. Appreciate the call. John in Lancaster, 803-0930, star 930. Thank you, Jimmy. We'll get this fixed during the break. To go on what John was saying about the Adams Mark, it's just how quickly that fell apart. Because let's go back to my freshman year in college. Students were just moving back to the dorms after a year of people dorming at the Adams Mark because there was a flood, and, you know, talking about how nice it was. And now, again, bear in mind, those are college students. And, you know, you'd hear, oh, this was filmed at Adams Mark, or, oh, the party is downtown at Adams Mark Hotel. And it really, in the last 15, 20 years, has fallen off. And John's right. I mean, I was going to say the Ritz-Carlton, but it should be the most prestigious hotel in downtown Buffalo. It's got a great location to the water. Again, I mean, I believe at one point it was a Hilton, and it sits empty. Again, I am not Mr. Have the government go and pull ownership. But if you can make that something that produces for the city of Buffalo and provides the hotel rooms, I mean, what's the number one thing we hear when the NCAA has come to Buffalo? The lack of hotel rooms. I said this a few weeks ago. The lack of hotel rooms is going to push people into Amherst, into Cheektowaga. They're going to have to pay a hotel tax. You're going to push them out of the city. That's money going out of the city. No one's going to leave the game and go have adult beverages downtown and then have to find a ride home, right? They're going to go somewhere close to their hotel. So it's a big missed opportunity for the city of Buffalo. And again, I'm hoping whatever happens, it's going to be under Mayor Sean Ryan. And I'm hoping they make the right decision and they get that place, you know, gut it out, and I guess build from the ground up the shape that building's in now. And, you know, if there's one person that I think will be the voice of reason, one person that I believe could get this done, it is Mitch Nowakowski. I have to say, that's in his district. I think Mitch will push the right decisions. Again, Mitch and I disagree on the bricks next to the arena. That's fine. But I do think his idea with what he wants to do with the bricks, that idea is fine when talking about the Adams Mark Hotel. Again, in my opinion. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. If you're just joining the show, we're talking about this news that has come out that the demolition of the Boulevard Mall could be starting in spring. And outgoing supervisor Brian Coppa was on with Susan and Brian this morning talking about the plan. Now, in that plan, the town of Amherst is going to purchase part of that land. And, you know, again, you want warning signs. We all know how the last Amherst land acquisition went. Right? Didn't end too well. Didn't end too well. Or maybe it did. Only 31,000 people went out and vote. So I guess not too many people were upset by the money lost on the Westwood Country Club site. But they're going to take over some land next to the Boulevard for housing along Alberta. I have all the faith in Benderson. I just question if Amherst will get out of the way or if Amherst is becoming Buffalo, right? Getting in the way of the casino, getting in the way of projects downtown. I mean, look at the way they're chasing Doug Jamal out of Buffalo. You've got people saying to boycott the Hyatt. You've got the city not wanting to work with them on certain projects. If this is how we're going to treat developers, again, it goes back to something I'm going to hopefully talk about with Sean Ryan on Hardline this weekend, if he agrees to come on. You know, in your speech, you talk about, you know, standing up to MAGA. My question to Sean Ryan is, standing up to MAGA, does that mean that a developer who might lean to the right is not welcome in Buffalo? A business that might be conservative is not welcome in Buffalo? We see how those talking points change at the county level, right? I mean, every day the county executive is telling us how awful Republicans are. That's pretty much his slogan. Yeah, he had no problem. And, you know, thankfully, no problem with Great American Country coming in. He was all excited about GAC coming in and filming those movies. Now, if you know anything about GAC, pretty conservative. So the county executive, you got to give him a round of applause for that. But there are businesses that aren't going to want to do business with a county executive or a mayor who every problem, every issue in the city of Buffalo turns back to being a Trump problem. You know, the city of Buffalo is not in the shape it's in right now because of Trump. Trump wasn't president 20 years ago, 40 years ago. Trump's not holding up development projects along the water. Trump's not the one bad-mouthing developers who are trying to put every penny they own into your failing downtown. Maybe a dose of reality, right? And that's why, you know, I hear these projects, and we've talked about this before. I hear these projects, but I don't believe them until I see them, right? I didn't believe that there was going to be this huge Dick's Sporting Goods on the Boulevard until I saw it. It looks great. Job well done. We'll see the Costco. We'll see what happens with Station 12. We'll see what happens with Boulevard Mall. And then the city, we'll see what happens with Adams Mark. I'll tell you this. Boulevard Mall, Adams Mark, or rail extension, I would say Boulevard, Adams Mark, rail extension in that order is my confidence. But there's no high confidence on any of these until you see something happen. I mean, at this rate, there might be a train to the UB before Station 12 has another store. That might be a bet we'd have to go put on Polymarket. 803-0930, star 930, want to join the show. I want to get into scams in the next hour, but before we do that, you know, gambling has become so big, and you can't watch a sporting event without seeing the spread. If you watch ESPN a lot, you know, when you're watching college football or the NHL or the NBA or the NFL, what's always on the bottom line now? It's the betting odds, right? We have made gambling a part of sports. And no one flinches. No one goes, oh my God, they have the spread on the screen. No one says that. you have people that would be more surprised if the spread wasn't on the screen at kickoff. You know, we've legalized gambling, and I have nothing wrong. Hey, I'm all for you. You have to make your own decisions, and you have to know what's right and what's wrong. But it's interesting to me how quickly we legalize gambling to bring in money. And now, you know, I know a lot of people who love sports. I only know a few who regularly gamble, right? It is dangerous. Now, again, I'm not against gambling, but it can get dangerous. I mean, you can lose a lot of money very fast. You know, there's something about the casino. When you go into a casino and you put money down, cash down, right? Cash at the sports book, cash at the roulette table. It's different. And this goes for many things past gambling. It's different when you can't see the physical cash. And when you just press Apple Pay on your phone, and now you've bet $250 on, you know, UMass to get their first win of the season. Or something ridiculous like you bet that there'll be a fumble in the first 5 minutes of the game. People didn't used to bet on that daily unless you lived in Vegas. You might go gamble on sports at the sports book on the weekend if you're at a casino that had it, right? I remember when I was younger, I used to like to go to Casino Niagara over the border, just plan a day, having a few adult beverages and betting on sports in their sports book. You know, that's before I had responsibilities, bills, debts. But even there, you had to have some type of cash, and they would take American back in the day, cash to place your bet. You saw that money leaving. Now, you know, your cousin in Depew can lose $500 because there wasn't a goal in the first 45 minutes of some soccer game going on in South Korea. Again, I'm all for the freedoms of making your decisions and making your own mistakes. But I also don't think you should be gambling on darts at 2 a.m. Like, we don't allow college, we don't allow local colleges, right? You can't, in the state of New York, bet on UB or Syracuse or St. John's, right? Or Bonaventure or Canisius or Niagara, you get the point. You can't bet on those schools. I would argue I know more about the UB basketball program than I do about the dart thrower James Stelliano from the UK. I don't know that, you know, but you have people who are desperate, right? Say they lost $200 earlier that day. Hey, this guy has the favorite. Maybe I can only make it a $50 loss. The reason I'm bringing all this up is people are pretty set in their ways when it comes to gambling. I have a feeling there's not new sports gamblers out there. I feel like if you're in this audience and you gamble on sports, then you gamble on sports. If you're in this audience, maybe you used to. I used to gamble on sports. It was an awful mistake, okay? Again, I'm not saying it's an awful mistake for people. It wasn't good for me, okay? And I don't really have the funds to do it now anyway. That's just the point, okay? Is it something I might do in the future? Yes, but I was already a customer. If you gamble or have gambled, you're in one camp. If you've if you at this point have not jumped on to the sports gambling phenomenon, you're probably never going to gamble on sports, right? I would say maybe 5% of you who have never gambled at all. I mean, when you go to Vegas, you never went to a sports book. That's what I mean by never gambled at all. You're probably not going to start now. Well, today we learned that Penn Entertainment, that used to have Barstool Sportsbook, left Barstool to go to ESPN and become part of ESPN Bet. And if you watch any show on ESPN or any sporting event, you know the ESPN Bet graphic in the corner of the screen? Well, we've learned that's gone. ESPN is getting out of the sportsbook business. Penn Entertainment will again have to change the name of their sportsbook. And ESPN is just going to have a partnership with DraftKings. And again, DraftKings, if you gamble, there's a great chance that you either gamble on DraftKings or FanDuel. I guess Caesars or MGM Bet because they advertise at the Bills games. But FanDuel or DraftKings are the two, right? And I just think it's one of those things where if you've never gambled since it's been illegal on your phone, you're probably not going to start now. And again, I'm not anti-gambling. I'm not anti-gambling on sports. It makes it fun for people. Parlays and baseball season's great. I just feel, you know, some people, they'll gamble on anything. I knew someone I trained. They don't work here anymore. I trained them when I was on the morning show. And they were gambling on horse races on their phone at like 7 in the morning. Like, to me, that's a bit extreme. Like, that's an addiction. 9% of Americans, by the way, have a gambling addiction. But I also feel it's one of those things. You know, if you're 50 and you've never smoked a cigarette, you're most likely not going to touch a cigarette. I feel like if you're 30 or older and you have not been and you've not picked up your phone and placed a bet, you're probably never going to gamble. Like, I feel like that's a really tight market, and there's not too many new, again, unless you just turned 18 and you can gamble, right? When I first turned 18, I went and bought a lotto ticket. You turn 18, maybe you want to put some money on. But I'm talking about if you're 30 or older and have never gambled, you're probably not going to get into that market. So this news of ESPN getting out of the sportsbook business, not surprising to me. It was surprising that they put so much money to get into it because people are just so set in their ways when it comes to sports gambling. And it's not a huge market. It's a big market. There's a lot of people out there that love to do it. Like I said, when I did it, it was fun. I just, you know, I'm married with a kid now. I don't really have the funds. Got to probably take care of my debts first before I start gambling again, if I ever do. So I just wanted to address that. 803-0930, start 930. When we come back, have you ever fallen for a scam? Phone scam, in-person scam? Have you ever fallen for a scam? Or have you ever fallen for the, hey, it's free promise? 803-0930, start 930. Back after this. Hey, great to be back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Beamer in for Bellavia for one more hour, and then in for myself, 1 to 3. 803-0930, star 930, if you want to join the conversation. I want to get to scams and falling for free things, but these two things just came across my screen. Again, even if you're the most apolitical person, you don't care about politics, which, hey, I have always argued that the divisive rhetoric, we heard it from the Erie County Democrats after Election Day. I think it turns a lot of people off. And I can understand why you're like, Joe, I don't want to talk politics. I get it. When you have people saying you're in a cult, when you have neighbors that, you know, have been friends for decades that won't talk anymore because one person's not mature enough to talk with someone who has different opinions, I can see why you wouldn't want to follow that. And it's unfortunate. I mean, it's unfortunate that the turnout was so low here in Erie County. It's beyond unfortunate that the turnout was so low in Virginia. When you see the attorney general is able to still get elected after what he said in those text messages. I'm sorry, the attorney general elect is able to get elected after what he said about, wishing death on his Republican opponents, and I guess it was the speaker at the time, and children, Republican children. It's disgusting. But the Democrat Party, it's all about win. But I can see why stuff like that would turn you off of politics, and that's why I've tried my best, and maybe I failed, maybe I haven't. I tried to, split up the show, right? Talk about politics, but we'll also talk about other things that are in the news. And other things that you go through every day. Republicans, Democrats, most of us have to get up and go to work in the morning. Most of us have to feed our families. Most of us try to, budget a nice trip, do something nice for the people we love. Doesn't matter what party you belong to. Most of us just go home every day and wishing that regardless of what happens, the future is bright for our children. that doesn't have a party, that doesn't have a side, right? Democrats want a bright future for their children just as I want a bright future for my child. Doesn't change. We have different ideas of what will bring that bright future. That's our disagreement amongst most. I mean, unfortunately, you have some people who want to choose violence, like the attorney general elect in Virginia. But at the end of the day, we're mostly the same, right? We're people living our life, going to work, loving our family, just trying to make it through a day, trying to see tomorrow. But then you get stories like this, and the hypocrisy and the way that this is just swept under the rug. This is in Coldwater, Kansas, which I don't know what happens in the summer. Is it still Coldwater? Coldwater, Kansas, where the mayor has been revealed to be a foreign national who not only got elected while not being a citizen, has been voting in federal and state elections since 2022. I bring you the story from 3KSN in Kansas.
The mayor of Coldwater accused of election fraud. The charges come hours after he secured a second term in office. Attorney General Chris Kobach charged Mayor Jose Joe Ceballos with 6 felonies, 3 counts each of voting without being qualified and election perjury. Kobach claims Ceballos is lawfully living in the U.S., but is a citizen of Mexico, making him ineligible to vote. The AG alleges the mayor illegally cast ballots in the August 2024 primary and November 2022 and 2023 general elections.
In large part, our system right now is based on trust. Trust that when the person signed the registration or signs the poll books saying that he's a qualified elector or that he is a United States citizen, that the person is telling the truth.
We reached out to Mayor Ceballos for comment, but have not heard back yet. The Coldwater City Council, though, released a statement on social media saying the mayor called them in for a special meeting over the noon hour to, quote, discuss recent events that have transpired with the Kansas Attorney General's office. While the recent allegations involving the mayor are understandably concerning, we will allow the proper legal process to take its course before making any further comments, unquote. Ceballos is expected to be in court for his first appearance on December 3rd. The mayor.
Interesting, right? We were told that doesn't happen. And the attorney general is absolutely right. In this country, the problem is we have a trust-based system. I went to go vote in Clarence on Tuesday. Very nice people, fans of the show, so we love them. But my signature did not look like the signature they have on file, right? The signature they have on file was my signature, like, I believe in 2010, 2011. I'm not sure the last time maybe 2006. The point is my signature has changed. And, you know, I signed it. There's no picture of me. All you have to know is the person's name, date of birth. Well, I know Jimmy's name and date of birth. I could go vote as Jimmy, right? I will never understand. And this is where, again, I go back to how I started this segment. I don't understand Republican, Democrat, Green Party, conservative. I don't know why we can't all hold hands and agree that voter ID is not racist. It's not, no one's getting left out who's a legal citizen, but it's the only way that we can have fair elections that people trust. I feel like we're getting these stories all the time. And I just don't understand pushing back on voter ID. You know, you can be like the states that offer non-driving IDs for free. New York State loves free stuff. Or we just go to a federal election format. And if you're voting for White House, Senate, or Congress, there's a separate election for that. And if New York State wants illegals and everyone to vote in their elections, then the state can deal with that. But there should be a uniform process for voting for federal offices throughout the United States of America. Now, that wouldn't help this case that we just played. I do have a feeling Kansas would be pro voter ID. But they don't yet, so maybe I'm wrong. I don't understand the pushback. I mean, this is to the point where there was a time where Congressman Brian Higgins was pro voter ID. So I don't understand. I don't know how this became a left-right issue. There's a lot of things I don't understand how they became a left-right issue, right? Not wanting boys and girls sports. How that became a left-right issue, I'll never understand. But I think voter ID is common sense. I think term limits is common sense. And it's amazing to me that the politicians have convinced Democrats that voter IDs, we can't do that. There's no way possible to do that. I just don't know how you fall for that line. I also don't know how you fall for the everything is free line. Right? That's how Mom Donnie won. And to quote the great late Rush Limbaugh, who used to be on at this time, it's very difficult to beat Santa Claus. And hey, let's be honest. You know, a lot of us have gone through a tough time, especially during the Biden administration. But for many of us, it hasn't gotten a whole lot better. Not yet. That's not to say I don't trust that the president is doing everything he can. I am not. I have no problems criticizing the president currently. I feel it's too early. I think he might have made some promises he probably should have put a longer time limit on. But you know, it's expensive to fill to put gas in your car, right? It is expensive to go to the grocery store and get groceries for a family of four. So I can understand when someone comes out here and says, you know, we're going to give you free buses. We're going to give you city-run grocery stores with reasonably priced stuff. I understand wanting to fall for that. But if we've learned anything in the world, nothing's free. And that's not just politics. Jimmy, you're right. This chair does squeak. It's not just politics. We've all fallen for the come in and get such and such free. And then we get there and, oh, you didn't see under the F, it said with purchase of this very unpopular item, right? 803-0930, star 930. My question is, have you ever fallen for the free promise in politics or in your everyday life? You know, I know people who fell for President Obama when I was in college. A lot of my friends who are now MAGA people, they were big Obama supporters. Free health insurance, right? Or reasonably priced health insurance. All this stuff the government was going to do for you. Well, if you follow me on Facebook, Joe Beamer, or if you follow me on X, at the Joe Beamer, or on Blue Sky and Threads, I'm on there too. You would have saw that I said this. Unless you're a politician, a family member, or friend, the government will never make you richer. I can't believe people continue to fall for the government is the answer to their problems. You want more money? Find a better paying job. Work a part-time job. I hate to break it to you. You're not too good to work a second or even third job. Jimmy Stagliano works from the second he wakes up to the second he goes to bed. The guy is a machine, okay? He's got a ton of jobs. I work most of the day, right? A lot of my friends, again, 60% of Americans have at least a second job. You're not too good to work a part-time job. Yes, the government should and does have programs to help those who are disabled or falling on tough times, but it will never be the answer to make your life better. I think that's common sense, and I think I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, that message, I think, resonates with most people. Because, let's be honest, a lot of you have fallen for the free scam before. Hey, if you come in, you get a free burger with purchase of pie, fries, two large drinks, right? Hey, come in this Saturday and we'll give you a free breakfast sandwich. Oh, I'm here for the free breakfast sandwich. Oh, did you flip around the coupon with the purchase of a specialty coffee drink? Oh, okay. Right? any day in the real world, if you live in the real world, you have most likely fallen for that scam. I fell for it a few weeks ago. Not free, but I fell for, it's not a scam. I fell for an offer at Target. I love Target, okay? I know a lot of you out there don't. I love Target. And they had a deal. I thought it said, spend 50, right? Get $10 back. What a great deal. I need new jeans. I had to get some groceries for the house. So I put everything in my cart. I walk up to the self-scan, scan my stuff, scan the code in my app. No, I'm sorry. It said spend $50 on men's clothing. Oh, right? Too good to be true. $50 on men's clothing. If I bought two of those pairs of jeans, it's over 60. But they got me. I was already there. So I bought the stuff in my cart and didn't get the deal. 803-0930, star 930. Have you ever fallen for the free stuff promise? This is Zora Mamdani this morning. I know the financial guys played you the social media video. This is Zora Mamdani. I'm sorry, yesterday afternoon being asked. Again, he promised the voters, we're going to give you free stuff, free bus, free this, free that. Well, his tone's changed a little bit.
Well, thank you for the question. It's transition2025.com. And, you know, there were a few months ago where I told supporters across the city to stop donating. And today I am asking them to start once again. And I am asking them to do so because of the fact that a transition that can meet the moment of preparing for January 1st is one that will require staff, it will require research, it will require infrastructure. And those are things that we will have to provide. And I'm excited for the fact that it will be funded by the very people who brought us to this point, the working people who have been left behind by the politics of the city. Well, thank you.
Again, that was Zora Mamdani yesterday afternoon, doubling down on, yes, my supporters who I offered free everything, could you send me some money? The transition's expensive. Not to mention Zora Mamdani's family is wealthy. He's a rich kid. He's never had to do anything. And by the way, his voters, rich kids, right? Rich kids, they grew up rich. You know who voted for Cuomo? Middle class, minorities. But my point is, the promise was free. And I think if you live in the real world, and you buy your groceries, and you go out to eat every now and then, you try to treat your family with a nice treat once in a while, you know nothing's free. You know, the only thing you get for free is your employer might double your contribution to your 401k. That's nice, right? You don't get that now, but that's nice. But nothing's free. You have to work. You have to pay. There's a lot of people now who have spent their life depending on the government to make them rich. Well, unless you've run for office, unless you're related to the county executive, unless you're in Brian Higgins' office when he retired, the government's not going to give you the six-figure check that you're looking for, right? You can do that yourself. You're not happy at your job? Start looking. You can look. We've got people looking for jobs on Tinder. But don't think that Sean Ryan or Kamala Harris or Kathy Hochul, don't think they're coming to the rescue. And to their credit, they shouldn't. And they shouldn't be running on that, and they do, right? Kathy Hochul shouldn't be sending you free checks. She should be lowering taxes. Zora Mamdani shouldn't be threatening to tax those who have built their business from nothing. He should be cutting their taxes to create more jobs. That's reality. Because nothing's free, right? The state offers free school lunches. It's not free for the people who pay taxes. You paid for your kid's lunch, right? Via tax. And again, I'm all fine with programs that like that. I don't think any kid should go hungry. That's ridiculous. You got to be, got to have a full belly to study, full belly to hopefully pick yourself up and do better. But nothing's free. There's a safeguard for when you fall into tough times. There's a safeguard if you're disabled. But the government's not going to save you. The government's really not even your friend. Right? That's on you. And that's why I was so against Hochul sending checks. And, you know, to be fair, I was critical of Trump sending checks. It's not the right idea. You know, in Trump's case, why don't you force states to open the economy back in 2020? For Hochul, lower taxes. Cut the waste. But if you're sitting here and you're thinking, hey, Mom Donnie's vision is going to take over America, and I'm going to be picked up for doing nothing. I'm just going to be saved by the government. I think you got another thing coming. Now, we'll see how Mom Donnie works out in New York. I think he'll be just a one-term mayor. And I think a lot of people will wake up to the fact that, you know, these are a lot of broken, empty promises. 803-0930, star 930. I'm still looking. Did you ever get a coupon that said, hey, free breakfast sandwich or free pair of jeans? And you walked in and you realized, I didn't read the fine print on the back of the coupon. I'd love to hear those stories. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bella Via on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes, Joe Beamer. One final segment in for David Bellavia, and then Joe Beamer will take it over at 1 o'clock. See what I did there, Jimmy? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Asking if you've ever fallen for the free promise, the promise of something being free. Like, again, you know, you get those coupons in the mail all the time, right? And it says, you know, free Whopper. I'm like, oh, free Whopper? That might be good. It's been a long time since I had fast food. You go to get it, And they said, you know, you say, I'd like this free Whopper. It says I have to order in person. And they said, no, sir, that's a free Whopper with the purchase of another Whopper, fries, and a drink. Oh, well, I'm already here. So, right? I'm already here. I guess like that's what they want. They want you to misread the coupon. They want you to misread the offer. So they get you in the store. Well, now you're in the store. You know, again, I just walk out. But a lot of people, you know, you feel stupid. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, then I guess I'll eat two Whoppers so I can get this free one that I drove all the way here for. And in my opinion, that is similar to the scam of the government can give you free things. Because the government can't. Right? And unfortunately, you have a lot of people that, yeah, they're on tough times. And you can point your finger at whatever political party you want to point your finger to. They don't care. They've fallen on tough times. And, you know, they're working and they get home. And, you know, there's no money left in their wallet, no money left in their bank account. Again, after real life experience, you see that and you don't go, oh, well, I need to vote for this guy who's going to give me free stuff. What you do is you go get another job or you ask your boss for a raise. They can't give you a raise. You look for other opportunities and you find a way to make more money. You cut your budget while you're doing that. And then eventually, you know, you've got a work ethic that hopefully can, you know, continue to pad your savings, make great investments. The government's not going to do that, right? A $400 check from Kathy Hochul is not going too far. And that's, again, that's the scam that people fell for. And it's what people fall for when they get a deal in an app or they get a coupon in the mail. 803-0930, *930. Continue leaving the phones open about that one. I want to talk to single people. Now, if my wife is listening, that didn't come out right. But I want to talk with single people or people who have been recently in the dating game, okay? Because today I saw two articles about dating apps. One from Resume Builder. Survey, 1 in 3 dating app users are swiping for jobs, not love. What? The survey of 2,225 dating app users finds that 1 in 3 are leveraging the platform for professional, networking, and job-related opportunities rather than romance. According to the report, 34% of dating app users say they've used the platform for job or career purposes in the past year, and nearly 1 in 10 say it was their primary motivation. Interesting. There was a time where I was on dating apps, you know, last month. No, that's a joke. You know, before I met my wife in 2018, never thought of leveraging it for a job. But then again, I was here and happily employed. Now, there's another dating app story in the news, but we're going to put that on hold because Mark in Tonawanda has something he wants to say, and I don't want to forget Mark. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right, man.
I just wanted to sum this up in one simple little package, okay? A lot of people just get so frustrated when the need is truly here, and they don't want to hear about 20 cents going out of this country for anything. That's what the problem is. I mean, a perfect example is this topic, I think the government absolutely should do something about it. Why is a pill in London 6 times cheaper than it is here? I'll tell you the answer to that. Because you got backdoor deals, you got lobbyists, and if somebody's sick and they got to go and they got a huge copay, and you can get 15 pills in London for $80, and over here you got 15 pills and it's $980. And that's why people today will sell their own mother today. That's how bad things are. And it didn't happen with Trump. And I hate to say it, it pains me to say this, it really didn't happen with Biden either. It's been a downward spiral for the last 10 to 12 years. And they have to, all these politicians from this point forward better realize they need to take care of business here at home. Because things are bad and people are not going to work 2-3 jobs and have kids and never see them and get all kinds of reports. They're not doing their homework and they're in the internet and stashing guns in their back shed and garage and going to shoot up schools. This is all, it's all connected on one big train. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. You can't have people like machines 24 hours working 2, 3, 4 jobs. Who the heck's going to do that? There's a few people that will, but there's some people that have kids and say, look, I can't raise my kid. That's why you have a declining birth rate in this country. You don't have to have 50 years of college to figure this stuff out.
So, but
if
Mark,
parents
what's...
parents don't change, then it, this is, we're in a down... Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Dark days in this country ahead unless people really start changing their tune. And I mean people, the people in power. Don't worry about your next golf tournament or your next vacation or you're off all the summer. The problems going on, they should be like everybody else. 3-4 weeks a year,
yep.
That's it. Get back and fix this stuff. Because this country is like the Titanic. It's taking on water. It's just taking a little bit longer to sink. And I'm here, and I hate to see it, but I'm calling it just like I see it. And that's exactly what, you know, any kind of prescription pill. And then, to add insult to injury, Joe, what do? They go up to stuff that people need. Your electric bill's going to triple.
Yeah.
Some idiot comes up with this smart meter crap. You got to be kidding me. And that's monkey see, monkey do. Then what? Then the gas company, they start licking their chops. Oh, the electric company got away with it, so let's raise ours. And you got people backed up against the wall, and the most dangerous animals or any kind of human, people, anything, when you back somebody up against the wall, that's why you have the nonsense that's going on today. The shootings, the killings, the mass this, the mass that.
People stressed out?
Yeah, they're just stressing. You know, it gets to the point, it's almost like a football game. You're down 35 points in the fourth quarter, you got 3 minutes left in the game, you say, hell with it, I'm just going to go all nuts and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
That's what this comes down to. It starts with the people making these laws. They got to start getting to work and start doing stuff for this country. Not worry about all this other nonsense everywhere else. We can't be mommy and daddy, policemen of the world anymore. It's just absolute. I can't believe that I even have to call and tell you this stuff. These politicians should know that. Not just promise it to get your vote and then, oh, I'm going on my golf trip. Oh, I'm only working 2 months this year. You can't have that stuff. You can have it, but then don't turn around and cry when you got a country that's falling apart and you turn on the news and this one's killing that one and this one's blowing this thing up. That's what's going on. You're pushing people to act like animals. If they got to live like animals, they're going to act like animals, and it's not going to be a pretty picture. I promise you that.
Mark in Tonawanda, putting his thoughts on that. Dan is on the other side of the aisle, and he's in West Seneca, and he's going to tell us what he thinks.
Well, I'm going to agree with that caller. I actually thought that he was good, and I'm going to agree with him. And then if you'll allow me to make my comment, I'd like your rebuttal. You did in your segment. You talked about how you feel that the tax cuts are what is needed to stimulate the economy and give people jobs. I think that was the gist of your comment.
My comment was don't hand out checks, lower taxes. But that's exactly what I said.
Well, I was close. I wasn't contradicting.
No. I want to clarify it for you, Dan, just so you know. I said the same thing about Trump. I wasn't a big fan of Trump just handing out money either during COVID. So I do have a little bit of consistency.
Okay, well, I did something the other night because we're in an election cycle, and on both sides of the aisle, they make all these claims. So the federal deficit did come up in some of those claims. So I Googled federal deficit 2017. That is when the Tax Cut and Jobs Act came into effect, and it was $20.5 trillion. And then I Googled what is the federal deficit today, and it's $37.5 trillion. And the Tax Cut and Jobs Act has been in effect since 2017. And I thought to myself, goodness, you know, maybe if some of the people who have the most money in the United States of America actually paid just the tax rate that was paid during the Clinton administration, maybe we would have money to handle the deficit. And then I thought the inheritance tax issue came up, and goodness, you know, we don't have to pay inheritance tax on anything that isn't over $1 million today. That used to not be the case.
Good.
And well, I don't think it is. I think that my observation was we build warehouses for people who have shipping companies, and they can cost $800 million. We build car manufacturing plants. They can cost $800 million. We build sports stadiums for $1 billion or $2. And these people are some of the richest people in America. Don't you think that, I mean, because you're telling people who are poor, don't look for a handout, don't look for anything free.
Right.
But the most wealthy are saying, if you want me to do business in your municipality, I want you to subsidize me. And then on top of that, after all the subsidies and the building of the structures it takes to manufacture your product, you don't want to pay inheritance tax, and you want a lower income tax than everybody else. Maybe no income tax rate for you at all. And then you justify it by saying, well, I actually pay more tax than regular people. Well, that would be true. That would be true. But by percentage, the working man pays tax on every dollar that he generates, and the most wealthy are really getting a free ride. In just the 8 years of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, how did the federal government increase the federal deficit by $17.5 trillion if that theory was so good? Maybe they should think that this country is more important than they are, and that society has some value, and maybe they should contribute to it. Because
so where would you like to see the where would you like to see the cutoff?
For a tax rate?
For inheritance tax. How much until, you know, I don't come from a rich family. When my parents, hopefully no time soon, when my parents pass away, I mean, they're not giving me hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, should whatever they give me up to, what's the number before you start taxing?
It should all be taxed. There should be a minimum tax. Even
how's that help middle class people, Dan? I mean, middle class people who are inheriting, you know, a few dollars that, you know, my grandmother just died, right? And, you know, the family got bonds and all this stuff that was sitting. You want, regardless, it didn't equal much over $100,000, $200,000. That should be taxed?
I think there should be a minimum tax, yes. Absolutely. And I think that we should be, they used to call it the Great Society, where actually people felt that society had value and that everybody should contribute. And when that was the philosophy in America, you had fewer people on welfare, you had less crime. There were wealthy people that have made some of the greatest contributions to society. Today's wealth just takes tax dollars. They disappear. Infrastructure's disintegrated. Education has disintegrated. Overall moral values have disintegrated because they take too much.
Or because government's gotten too big. And, I mean, why is the levy going up in Erie County? People are leaving the state. Why is the state have a bigger budget? I mean,
okay, I'm going to answer if you allow it.
Yeah, and then I have another pushback to the state builds things. So,
okay, so here it is. New York State is actually growing in population. And Erie County is actually growing in population for the first time in over 20 years.
Okay, but for 20 years, the budget's been going up.
Well, there is always a shift. When I was a young man, now you'd have to go back to the 70s and early 80s, there was a shift to Texas. There was a shift to California. Then there was a shift to the Midwest. I think those are generational trends. Right now, people are pushing Florida as the hotspot, And, you know, I got a friend telling me they've got more real estate listings there, that the value of the property is starting to fall out because there's so much for sale. And I've experienced from a few of my friends that they have indeed left Florida because the rents were so high and the job opportunities weren't that great. So you don't know who to believe anymore.
I mean, regardless, there is an exodus of people. I mean, I know more people. Half the people I went to college with, Dan, don't live here. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
That might be true in your social circle, but by and large, Google it right now. New York State has increased its population, and so has Erie County.
I mean, there was, before the pandemic, a push to downtown. Downtown's kind of falling apart, and I'm not blaming a party. I think all are to blame. You've got the county executive yelling at developers. But I want to get to the state builds things, because, you know, the pushback is, well, the state, you know, helped build the Bill Stadium, yada, yada, yada. But the state doesn't pay the players. The state doesn't pay the concession stands, the people who work for the team. They're not going to pave the parking lot when it falls into disrepair. So, yeah, the state built the stadium for the economic benefit the Buffalo Bills bring to Western New York. But after that, it's all on Terry Pegula.
I have a rebuttal.
I'm sure you do.
53-year break even. And it doesn't even take into account the maintenance on the stadium. Actually, Mr. Polenkar's engineered a pretty good contract. We're out of the stadium business. We're not responsible for anything above the $1 billion, and we're responsible for zero repair. Pegula's responsible for all
of
that.
No, I'm saying that deal was the state. Polenkar's just had to pay $250.
He was part of the consortium that helped put that deal together.
Sure, I'll give you that. Sure.
Okay. So, and what I'm going to say is now, because of the cost overruns and the that seat tax, I don't probably have the right terminology.
The seat license.
So, where I used to take, I have three children. They're all grown. I'm a grandfather. I used to take them for $65 a seat. And then I would buy them popcorn and hot dogs and stuff like that. It would cost me, you know, $250, $300 to take the whole family to the football game. Today it's going to be like $300 a seat and then all the condiments on top of that. Who's going to really be the consumer that can afford to do that? And if it fails, how many cities today have former NFL stadiums, and they're still paying for those bonds that built them. And if you're telling the poor guy that he should get off the public dole, why can't we tell the rich guy, you're rich, that's your business. If you want to improve it, it should come out of your wallet. Why is there the double standard? The poor guy can't be a freeloader, but the rich guy can.
Dan, I got two things off of what you just said. Number one, I think the only, you know, there's only a few reasons to visit Buffalo, right? Family, curiosity of chicken wings, and the Bills. The Bills bring a lot of money into Western New York. I don't care what they pay. They bring a lot of money. I was at the Chiefs game last week. A lot of Chiefs fans there. Number two, of the population increase, how many of those are legal residents who are economically producing in New York State?
I would say 90%.
Dan.
90%. You show me where all these illegals are.
Well,
tell
I can't. They moved.
Not...
They were behind the studio. I can't. They've moved them out of the Red Roof Inn.
No. Listen, even what was at the Red Roof Inn, I think that you could have assessed blame on Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor DeSantis of Florida, who didn't know how to manage their own problems, put them on buses and ship them all over the country.
Well, New York said they were a sanctuary state. They were welcoming illegals. Why not?
Well, ethically, it would be wrong, and all that did was show they don't know how to handle their own problems and what they had to do to detract attention from the poor job that they themselves had done.
I mean,
is try to make it somebody else's problem, and that's what they did.
Ethically,
even New York State sued them for the money.
Ethically, they said they will welcome with open arms. We're against ICE. We're welcoming people, undocumented immigrants, as they call them. Well, if Texas isn't, hey, we did you a service. You said you wanted these individuals. Here they are.
Texas made billions of dollars off the exploitation of the wetback, and then all of a sudden, when it was going to cost them money, they wanted to make it everybody else's problem?
Again, illegal immigration is illegal for a reason. New York State.
How many people made money off of it?
New York State, Illinois, the states that, you know, border Canada. Canada's not the issue of the southern border. It's getting there. These states were tempting Florida and Texas. If you're truly open and think that these people should be in the country and that you don't need papers, you don't need a legal process, then why not welcome them with open arms? Instead of blaming, I almost said Jeb Bush, Dan. I'm getting old. Instead of blaming Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott.
Because what they did was no different than human trafficking. They put women and children on buses, sent them to places they had never been, and just dropped them off after they made money. After those
women
washed
their clothes.
At
the time, Joe Biden was saying that the states themselves could not deport these individuals. So, Dan, what did you want them to do?
I wanted them to handle their own problem.
Was manufactured by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Not a chance.
Oh, come
Texas
on. Are you denying that illegal immigration was up the 4 years of Biden and Harris?
It wasn't up by the numbers that Trump claims. You can claim anything, but show me hard fact. And he doesn't have the hard facts. What he has is bigotry, and he has a persona. Half the claims that he has made have not been substantiated.
Dan, all I'm saying is let the states deport if people are there illegally. If not, and you want to, if Kathy Hochul wants to talk about how welcoming she is to illegal immigrants and give them debit cards and cell phones, I would have done the same thing. Dan, I'm up against a break. Next time you call in, we got to talk about the disco floor. Back to the non-political discussions. Dan in West Seneca, 803-0930, star 930. I will say he wants to talk ethically. You know, I mean, I don't, well, we'll get to it. I'm against the clock on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.